Question. Do you have your brackets ready for March Madness? I'm not talking about basketball, but business. The Arkansas Capital Corporation Group is hosting its first ever Battle of the Brands contest designed to highlight entrepreneurship in Arkansas. Mike Steele with the Arkansas Capital Corporation recently spoke with Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas about this upcoming contest.
This is the first year this actually comes to us from our technology partner, US SourceLink, which is part of the Kauffman Foundation. And it's a tournament bracket that is gonna pit brands in Arkansas against each other, big and small.
All right, so like maybe you could have some different banks competing against each other. You could have some different companies. How are the brackets going to be decided? Is it going to be by categories, or everybody just kind of gets thrown in the mix?
This year, for the first year, I think we'll just throw everybody in the mix and see what happens. We're going to take nominations through the 25th of this month, and then we'll have a pretty scientific process to select them, probably involving a hat
or a fishbowl,
maybe a fishbowl.
Somebody reaching in.
That might be better.
If you need an independent judge to come in and be that nonpartisan person for you, we'll do that. You mentioned that this idea came from one of your partners, mm-hmm. US SourceLink. Tell me a little bit about what experience they've had in some other states and how this has kind of played out for them.
Kauffman Foundation started US SourceLink as a way to connect entrepreneurs together, essentially online. And typically a SourceLink is a little bit smaller. It's located in a community. It's located in a large, you know, metropolitan area. We're one of the only SourceLinks that is statewide. And what our focus is to provide a platform, a database, that if someone wants to come in and understand any facet of a small business, they can go to one place and find all the resources within the state that can assist them.
All right, so on this Battle of the Brands, let's say you get your 64 in there, and then this round of voting starts up. So mm-hmm. Is it online voting? Is that how does the voting work?
We are having an online vote off of our website. That is going to flow through March just like March Madness does. We'll actually extend one week after from the semifinals to the finals.
So like in the first week, it shrinks from 64 to
32,
then down to
16,
Elite Eight.
Exactly.
Your Final Four?
We'll have something. I'm not sure it'll be called the Final Four.
Yeah, they may have a trademark on that. I'm not sure. Are you already getting some entrants?
We are. We've got about 6 entrants right now just here in the first couple of days. And we've actually got a list of suggested companies also that people haven't gotten around to put in there that reaches it up into about 30 at the moment. So we've got big, small, you know, you name it.
Well, tell me what you kind of hope happens from the buzz that gets created around this. Are you just hoping to hype some of these companies in Arkansas that maybe want to raise their name identification? Is it to generate more sales? What's kind of the hope here?
Well, there's really twofold. One is this is the launch for SourceLink right now. We've been working on this tool for a little while. Refining it to the point where we're comfortable putting it on the market, and so it's our launch. And then also from a brand perspective, what SourceLink learned last year was they had approximately 10,000 hits, you know, in a 4-week period over their website of people voting. So a lot of people were seeing those brands, a lot of people were going in and drilling into the detail about the brand, mm-hmm. possibly over to that brand's Facebook page, that brand's website. And we hope the same thing happens here.
All right, so on the link website that you guys have, the SourceLink website that you have, tell me what are some of the things that an entrepreneur or an existing business is going to find on there that's going to be a helpful, useful tool mm-hmm. for them?
From a standpoint of SourceLink itself, we start from cradle to grave. If you have an idea or want an idea, need to know anything about starting up a franchise, starting up a technology company, anything in between, you can go and topic by topic pull what are the resources available within the state that can support you from a service standpoint. Also, just timely articles and tool sets to do things like find out how much money it might start to take a particular, start up a particular business.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. So the website for the Battle of the Brands mm-hmm. is?
It is www.ark.com. sourcelink.com/brands.
All right. So anybody that wants to do it, it's time to get your business branding up there.
Yep. Get them ready. We're waiting for you.
All right. And the winner gets what?
The winner gets to be declared, the
emperor
favorite
of entrepreneurship
brand.
Or something like that.
Yep. Emperor of entrepreneurship sounds good.
Mike Steele with the Arkansas Capital Corporation recently talked with Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas about the Battle of the Brands competition. Nominations for brands to be included in the top 64 bracket are being accepted through Monday. Support for TalkBusiness.net on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from 4 offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.
And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. More at AECC.com.